Cybil Player, Sherry. Today is St. Jude Radiothon Day. And on the phone is Tanika Reagan. Her 7-year-old daughter, Marley, has leukemia and is a St. Jude patient. Marley has acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Did I say it right, Tanika?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food because all a family should worry about is helping their child live. St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%. And they won't stop until no child dies from cancer. St. Jude has increased the survival rates for acute lymphoblastic leukemia from 4% before opening in 1962 to 94% today. Good morning, Tanika Reagan. How's your daughter?
She is doing well.
Where are you guys from?
We are from Mississippi.
What part?
The northeast region of Mississippi.
That's so far in the country, you can't even name us. I love you. I'm from the country, too.
And see, that's what he likes to do, is make fun of people from even smaller parts of the country.
Yeah, I do.
I know. I was afraid of that.
And so do you all go to the St. Jude Hospital in Memphis?
We do.
That's where you're treated, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how long you've been a patient at St. Jude? Has Marley been a patient at St. Jude?
Since the early part of December of 2015.
And what happened?
Well, she had been sick for about 3 months prior. We were going back and forth to our pediatrician and to our local ER. Mm-hmm. They didn't really know what was going on. We had gotten several diagnoses. But me, being a mom, I knew that something else was wrong. So I proceeded to continue to take her.
To different doctors until you got an answer?
Yes, ma'am. It was kind of like her symptoms were progressing, and the medication that we had wasn't alleviating the problem. So the last trip to the ER that we took was actually on December 7th. Marley woke up early that morning, in excruciating pain that she couldn't really describe to me how it felt, but I could hear in her voice that it was a pain that she had not felt before.
Okay, so when did St. Jude step in?
Actually, the same day. Our doctor at the ER performed several tests on Marley, which came back that her leukemia markers were abnormal. So they came in and they asked me, were we prepared to go to St. Jude?
Had you heard of St. Jude?
Did you know?
Yes, sir.
Before, yeah.
I knew of St. Jude. I knew how great they were. Mm-hmm. And I knew if I had any chance of my daughter surviving whatever was wrong with her at that point, because we still really did not know, I knew that St. Jude was the best place for her to be.
Was there a waiting list to get in?
No, sir. The only waiting that we had was waiting for a bed. They had called to let us know that we were going to St. Jude. So it was kind of about a 4-hour wait.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got there, they immediately took her in to testing.
Can you imagine how much money is being spent on your daughter that you're getting absolutely free from St. Jude? Can you imagine how much money that would her bill would be?
Yes, sir. And it frightens me.
I bet.
But
thank,
I know.
Thank God for
St. Jude.
Yeah.
And all of the treatment, the travel, the housing, food, everything is taken care of by St. Jude because people donate to St. Jude. And there's a radiothon going on today. How can people donate to St. Jude?
There are several ways for people to donate to St. Jude. It comes in monetary donations, gifts for the kids to keep them playful while they're in their treatment, because a lot of the younger kids, like Marley, have a hard time dealing and understanding with the fact that they have a life-threatening illness. So a lot of people donate monetarily, and others donate in other ways.
Yeah.
And people want to get involved in the radiothon. It's 1-800-411-9898.
Yeah.
1-800-411-9898. Give our love to Marley. And
give a big hug.
A big radio hug to you as well, Tanika. God
All
bless
right.
you and your fight.